here's a story from The World.
Across the globe, there remains a significant vaccine shortage and concerns about global vaccine equity, especially in African countries. But as The World's Halima Gikandi reports from Nairobi, on that front, there's some good news.
2 weeks ago, South Africa's entire vaccine plan came to an abrupt halt. They suspended the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the only one available in the country. Today, vaccinations have resumed, and vaccine supply is looking better than ever, thanks to a South African pharmaceutical company that's partnered with J&J.
What we signed was a technology transfer and manufacturing deal that would enable us to contract manufacture for and on behalf of Johnson & Johnson, their COVID vaccine.
Stavros Nicolaou is a senior executive at Aspen Pharmacare in Johannesburg. He says its deal with J&J makes South Africa the first African country to manufacture COVID-19 vaccines locally. This week, the first 1.1 million doses are ready. They've left a facility in Kberha to be distributed across the country. But the manufacturing process actually begins hundreds of miles away.
The first step is this active substance gets produced overseas. It gets shipped to South Africa to Aspen. Aspen then thaws the active substance and places it into formulation, as it's called, or compounding.
Compounding means they combine the initial active substance with other ingredients. Nicolaou says it's been good timing for his company.
We realized that we could allocate a part of our capacity with some minor tweaking and refinement.
Aspen Pharmacare has the capacity to produce more than 200 million doses annually, and half of those doses are promised to other African countries. It's a positive development for a country that relies heavily on medical imports, says Dr. Janet Byaruhanga. She's with the African Union Development Agency.
80 to 90% of the medicines used on the continent are imported.
It's no surprise that African nations have been struggling to acquire doses given the global shortage of vaccines. There are growing calls for companies to waive intellectual property and technology transfer restrictions. But Dr. Byaruhanga says what's really needed are better policies to incentivize local manufacturing.
Agree to preferentially procure from the manufacturers that are within the continent so that we give them that guarantee that they can continue to grow.
She points to India as a good example. That country prioritizes local pharmaceutical manufacturers over foreign producers. Patrick Tipu is with the African Vaccine Manufacturing Initiative. He says technology transfer could make a big difference here in Africa.
This allows you to partner with a mature vaccine manufacturer who's been there and done that. And it's the fastest way in which you as an African vaccine manufacturing company can scale up.
According to the WHO, there are fewer than 10 vaccine manufacturers on the continent, and most of them are not producing the active substance for these vaccines. Tipu says that African countries should aim to produce vaccines from beginning to end.
It's important for national security and health security purposes, as demonstrated by our current experience with COVID-19.
But Tipu says there's a bright side. Several African countries can expand their manufacturing capacity if they have access to financing. The South African company that Tipu works for, called BioVac, has teamed up with an American firm to manufacture new COVID vaccines in South Africa from start to finish. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.
From PRX.